Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now see, your flesh and my flesh are the same. They want to be lazy. Your flesh wants to be lazy. Your flesh wants to lay in the bed and not get up. Ever. Your flesh doesn't want to take care of things. Just let it go. Just let it go. Just let it go. And that's the way sin is too. Just let it go. Oh, no big deal. Let it go. We can do that. No big deal. Let it go. See, that goes hand in hand. Notice that many times the evil spirits that Jesus dealt with were called unclean spirits. And the people that were yielding to them were nasty. Why? It's just too much trouble for them to bathe. Too much trouble for them to clean up anything or do anything. And I said, well, it's all going to get dirty again anyway. I know it. But we have a witness to keep. We don't just represent ourselves. We represent the Lord. And there are things we ought to be diligent about. Let me show you an excellent verse I saw today that I hadn't noticed so much before now. In Ezra. Yeah. Anybody know where Ezra is? Ezra, the 7th chapter and the 23rd verse. Mark this one. Don't let it get away from you. Put it in your notes. Y'all put it up on the screen in case somebody doesn't have it. Ezra 7 and 23. Either look in your Bible, look at the screen. What does it say? Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be done. Let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. Let it be diligently done. Somebody say diligently done. If it has to do with the things of the Lord, how should it be done? Sloppily? Carelessly? Somebody say diligently. We've already given you a couple of words for that. What's one of them? Passionately, fervently, intent with intensity. When I start thinking about these things, I think about Brother Kenneth Copeland and one of the first music projects he did. Y'all might have heard me tell this or heard him to tell it. I wasn't there. I've just heard him talk about it. But he had hired some of the best musicians he could find to come into the studio. He didn't have his own band. And they're laying down tracks. And if you've ever done studio work, it's time consuming. You layer things. People think, well, you just all go in, sing your song, and poof, great. Days and weeks and days and weeks. And so they were looking for a particular thing. And one of the guitar players didn't quite have it that way. And they had tried to do it for 30 times, and it's 2 in the morning. And finally, he said, well, guys, no, that's not quite it. Let's do it again and do it like this. And one of the guys said, well, no, that's just good enough for gospel music. Yeah. Well, that was the last session this guy did. And rightly so. So what's he saying? Just good enough for what? Because if he'd been doing a country record or a rock record, he'd have been willing to do it again and put some more effort into it. But this is just gospel music. Now, I know you don't agree with that and you don't think that's right, but I'm telling you that mentality is pervasive in local churches in this country, in this state, county, all over the place. If the pastors or leadership act like they're going to hold people to a standard of excellence, people get upset.
Right, they do.
They want you to let them do it ever how they want to do it, as they have time and as they feel like it. And if you say, no, we need to bring that up, they look at you like, what? This is the church. I'm giving what time I can to it. No, the church, whatever is done, let it be diligently. Somebody say diligently.
Diligently
done. The very best we know how to do, and all the while we're believing to do it better. God, show us how to do it better. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We don't have enough of this in us. Our minds need to be renewed. We're still dealing with centuries of little bitty small groups getting together. And if you did anything, people just went, oh, thank you for you showed up. Glory to God, you showed up. Bless your heart. Oh, no, you put a quarter in the plate. Woo! And you're going to sweep the sidewalk too. I know you left half of it dirty, but glory to God, we're just so glad that you came. And people have gotten used to that.
Yeah.
And they like that.
Right.
Because nothing is expected of them and nothing is required of them.
Right.
They get indignant and upset if anybody suggests raising their standard, doing it better, putting more into it. But we must. For we're commanded to in the Word of God. Somebody say diligence.
Diligence.
Let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. Let me give you some other definitions. We said one of them is, and this is literally, vehemently. Another one is holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y, completely. Another one is speedily. Speedily. If it's done diligently, it's done
speedily.
Actually, listen to this one. One of the literal definitions of one of the Hebrew words for diligence means to dawn. T-O-D-A-W-N. To dawn. What does that mean? It means at dawn. Quarter before early. Dawn, D-A-W-N, when the sun rises. Diligent means early. Get up early, be ready. Now you will find this a consistent quality of diligence. Diligent people you don't have to wait on.
That's right.
Diligent people, anybody can get hung up on something and be late once in 10 years. But diligent people are prompt and early. Lazy people are consistently late and tardy. And always with excuses.
Right.
Always. Mm-hmm. All the time. We're going to see that in the Bible.
Yes.
Do you want to be diligent?
Yes.
Or slothful?
Diligent.
What does it mean to be diligent?
Early.
Somebody say early.
Promise.
Early is not always at 5 a.m.
That's right.
It depends on what's going on.
That's right.
When it is and where it is and what's going on. But diligent does not mean late.
No.
Means early. At dawn. Literally. Look it up. The New Testament. Let me give you some New Testament definitions. What does it mean to be diligent? With diligence means with earnestness. Also, just like the Hebrew, it means with speed. Prompt. And one says very promptly. Prompt and very promptly, energetic, to make effort, and again, speedily. Speed. And I know Phyllis is liking this. Yeah. You're probably going to get this DVD, aren't you? Speed, speed. Everybody's going to get one, is there? Oh, okay. Speedily. Somebody say prompt. Early. Earnest. Passionate. With speed. Should you do what you do as unto the Lord?
Yes.
If he calls for you to do something, should you drag around?
No.
Should you do it half-heartedly?
No.
Hmm?
No, sir.
Slop over and slough over and, that's good enough.
No, sir.
Leave it alone. Let it go. Whatever. I understand whatever is not cute. It's not okay. It's not acceptable. It's a stinky spiritual attitude. It's not faith. It's rebellion. So no more whatever. We're Christians. We don't think that way. We don't talk that way. We are believers. We're faith people like our father Abraham. And Father Abraham was not a sloppy, lazy man. Was he?
No.
If you've studied and read, I'm telling you, this man is rich. He's by today's standards at least a multimillionaire. And he sees these men coming across the distance. He jumps up. He runs to get them. I mean, these guys got hundreds of employees. In the heat of the day, he runs out there and he talks to them. He has them come in. He gets a hold of Sarah. He tells her, go get this, fix it, get it ready. Let's do it quick. She hits it. Boom, 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 boom. And the Bible said that we are to be watchful and careful to entertain strangers. Because some have entertained angels without knowing it. He did that day. I mean, he realized it later, but what if he hadn't been diligent? What if it had been laying up in the tent going, it's hot. And I'm 95. I got to get up and run anywhere. And I'm head of a big company. I don't jump and run. That's when you start going down.
Yes.
I said, that's when you start going down. And instead of continuing to go up, you start going the other way. Somebody say diligent.
Diligent.
There'll never come a time in your success, your prosperity, when it's okay to quit being diligent.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you.